Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to the Empowerment Effect podcast. My name is Eileen Bennett, and I am your host. This podcast is step three of the Empowerment Effect. Notice the gaps. Our mantra for this step is no blame, shame, or guilt. Accept what is. So step one determined where you are now. Step two created your vision of where you want to be. And this step explores the gaps between your life right now and the life of your vision. Steps one, two, and three are aligning with phase one of the AAA of absolutely everything, which is awareness. Now, life is not always about sunshine and lollipops. It's not supposed to be. Like everything, life is not static. It is a natural rhythm that constantly moves between ups and downs, highs and lows, love and loss, good and bad. You need to be aware that step three has the potential to be a bit slippery or wobbly because our focus here on what's missing in our lives. It will be very easy and understandable to start a bit of a pity party and get stuck in the mud of negativity. So for that reason, before you start to explore the gaps between where you are now and where you want to be, it's important that you make yourself a promise and that you treat this promise to yourself as seriously as you would a solemn promise to a small child. Promise that you will be kind to yourself. All we're doing now is looking for gaps so we can fill them in later. Refuse to allow yourself to drift into regret. There is no room for blame, shame, or guilt in this step. Be kind to yourself. You've established where you are. You've created your vision for what you want to be, do, and have. And now we need to look for and notice what is stopping you. So you're exploring the often unconscious beliefs, patterns, behaviors, and conditioning that have shaped your life to this point. The aim of step three is for you to be able to complete these sentences for every area of your life. I want to be, and you insert your vision, but I'm not because the gap you've identified. I want to do, your vision for what you want to do, but I can't because the gap you've identified. And I want to have, you put the vision you've identified, but I am limited by the gap that you've noticed, without blame, shame, or guilt. And like a lot of the steps of the Empowerment Effect, this one comes with questions. Questions lead to answers. Answers lead to information. Information leads to knowledge, and knowledge is power. And mature knowledge is wisdom. So think about your physical location. Are you living where and how you want to be living? If not, why not? What about your body? Are you as fit as you'd like to be? If not, why not? Are you as healthy as you'd like to be? If not, why not? Are you as active as you'd like to be? If not, why not? Now think about your amazing brain. Have you reached the level of education you want? If not, why not? Do you have the qualifications you need? If not, why not? Have you still got the curiosity of a child? If not, why not? Is your level of confidence high enough? If not, why not? Do you believe that you can be, do, and have all that your heart desires? If not, why not? Now let's give some attention to your mental health. Do you feel mentally strong and healthy? If not, why not? Do you look after your mental health? If not, why not? Does your attitude empower you? If not, why not? Does your perspective on life uplift you? If not, why not? Now let's look at your finances. Are you earning what you're worth? If not, why not? Do you have enough savings for an emergency? If not, why not? Are you living within your means? If not, why not? Can you meet all your financial commitments? If not, why not? Are all your financial responsibilities your own? If not, why not? And let's notice the other people in your life. Do you have a partner? If not, why not? Do you have children? If not, why not? Are you in contact with your parents? If not, why not? Do you have a healthy relationship with your siblings? If not, why not? Is your extended family close? If not, why not? Do you have at least one good friend? If not, why not? Are you involved in your community? If not, why not? Do you have a tribe, a group of people where you feel you belong? If not, why not? Without blame, shame or guilt. Always remembering your promise to be kind to yourself. Look back at your list of what's missing and complete these statements. I want to be, insert your vision, but I'm not because of a gap you identified. I want to do your vision, but I can't because of a gap you identified. And I want to have, insert your vision, but I'm limited because of a gap you identified. Remember, the gaps are not there for you to beat yourself up. The gaps are simply showing you where you need to put in some work in order to get from where you are now to your vision. That was a tough exercise, but now you're fully aware of beliefs, patterns or behaviours that are limiting you. Step four is much nicer, and we're moving into the next phase of the AAA of everything, which is acknowledgement. In step four, we will look at your strengths, those you came equipped with, and those you have earned on your journey through life so far. So let's find your strengths. If you'd like to know more, go to eileenbennett.com. There's loads of free resources there. Or you can find my Facebook page is The Empowerment Effect. And there's a private Facebook group also called The Empowerment Effect. Lots of free resources for you so you have no excuses not to get up and get going.